Thank you, Mark. Beautiful introduction. I feel I am ready for this topic after this. And thank you so much for introducing also a little bit about Worthing. I was visiting Worthing 12 years ago, and I felt that it's really, really special, beautiful place. And it's quite amazing that how now it is possible, like the feeling is that I am there with all of you. Not sure if all of you are from Worthing area, but anyway, now we are here all together. And I invite you to Finland. Just grasp the Finland with me. So today's topic, awakening the giver within. I would like to show you some slides. So, awakening the giver within. Why I chose this topic? Because I truly believe that when I am teaching something, that is the best way to learn myself. And I am very, very much interested about this topic. And I have experienced when the giver within is awakened. And I will share you later some of my experience. And also, I would like you to go deeper into yourself, because all of us, we have the experiences of giving, because every one of us is naturally a giver. There is no single human being who does not want to give. So we are giving every day in one way or another. And there is only one thing. There is little bit difference in a different kind of giving. So today I would like to explore with you the deeper spiritual aspects of giving. And I truly believe that we are already givers. We are the family of givers, the spiritual beings of light. So in a way, the only thing is that how to remove the blockages and reveal this our real nature. So first, when I started to explore a little bit, because I wanted to find a new angle in this topic, and I was a little bit using the Google, because nowadays you can find everything from there. And what Wikipedia said about giving. Giving may refer to gift, that you give something without expectation that you get something in return. And also, it's like a habit. The generosity can be a habit. And also, it was mentioned that giving might be also in the form of charity. And what is really interesting in charity and voluntary work is that there you are helping someone you might not even know. But definitely it's not your close family members and it's not your friends. So you are not really related to the one who you are giving. And that's quite interesting, because there is many studies what they have done in this area, this voluntary work. And what these studies show is that the more you volunteer, the happier you are. And this is very, very interesting. The more you volunteer, the happier you are. So it really shows that our real nature is really a giver. And when we are expressing our real nature, like naturally, we feel happy. And there is a website you can also go and search for yourself if you would like to have more knowledge about it. But this was from another source. And there was really so many benefits which were listed, that how volunteering is good for your mind and body. And of course, I know it from my own experience that it truly, even sometimes when there is the feeling that, oh, I don't want to give, I am too tired or something. But when you just keep on giving, and even sometimes when there is this kind of force that now you have to give because it is in your timetable. So when you just do it, when you just, just keep on giving, you feel instantly how your mood is uplifted. So this is also something what they have studied, that it really helps counteract the effects of stress, anger, and anxiety. And it works also with depression, that it really combats the depression. These are big words. And of course, the happiness we spoke about, but also your self-confidence will increase. And also the sense of purpose, you know, because sometimes there is no meaning in life. But when we are giving, it's really interesting that that is also the way how we are starting to explore what is really inside of me. What can I give? What kind of skills, talents? What do I have? What I can contribute? And when I start this process of giving, I might be very surprised that, oh, I didn't even know that this is what is inside me. So it is good for the mind and also the body, because we know that mind affects the body. And of course, body affects the mind. So that is like very, very important, this relationship. But there is always but. Why volunteers get tired and stressed? It's not that it's always uplifting. Sometimes if the volunteers are really doing too much things, they feel very, very physically tired. Or they feel that now enough is enough. I'm not able to give anymore. So one can even create stress of the volunteer work. And also another aspect, that is it really possible to give continuously? Anytime, anywhere, to anyone. Because we can see that there is so much benefits in giving, but we also know that in physical level, there is some boundaries, there is some limitations. So now we go into the a real thing, what I want to explore with you today. So awakening giver within, and you can see this beautiful picture. There is a human being in a yoga posture, and you can see the human body, but also you can see the tiny, tiny point of light, the being. And this is somehow very, very beautiful, because it is really showing that there is this two different dimensions. And also, when we are talking about how to awaken that giver within, naturally we know that now it is something special. It's not just ordinary giving. It's not that giving what we can see in our everyday life. But this is deeper giving. And all of us, we are givers in this level also, because every spiritual being is a giver. Every single one. So what I mean by this unlimited giving and limited giving? Unlimited giving is connected to the spiritual being we are. And limited giving, it is connected to this physical level, to this body. Because it is the inner being who is working through this body. And we can start with limited giving. And we know that, you know, when we speak kind words, caring words, and when we do this kind of very good actions, it's really like in the form of giving. And when we are in a way open, that we are able to share with others whatever we know, whatever skills we have, whatever specialties we have, that we are ready to give. We have met this type of people. And one comes into my mind right now. It's my boss from my work. And he's very, very skilled businessman in Finland. And he has so many different skills, but he's always willing to share it with anyone. And normally businessmen are helping with the money, but somehow he has a very, very big heart. He's just wanting to give and share. And I respect that a lot. And it gives the really nice feeling and atmosphere at the workplace, because it's not just like, I give you if you give me something back. But there is always, in this type of giving, there is always limitations. For example, I might want to help my sister. She's asking my help. She really needs me to help with, she's moving from the place A to place B. But I really don't have time. I would love to help, but it's not possible. And how easily I feel bad because I'm not able to give. So that's why it is very important that we are realizing and reminding ourselves that it is possible to give constantly. Because when we are not giving, we feel bad. And in a way, feeling bad, it's like emotional pain. And it shows me that I'm doing something wrong, because that is what pain does. Pain is giving the message. And the message here is that, hey, give. You need to give. That is your nature. But now, when we tap into this spiritual giving, we are able to give even when physically we are not able to give and help. Because in that situation with the sister, my mouth says, no, sorry, at this time I'm not able to help you. But my vision can be very pure and beautiful. I can see her not as my sister, but I can see her as my soul brother, a giver also. And when there is this kind of beautiful spiritual connection, then I'm able to share those pure and positive vibrations. I have very good feelings for that soul. And this is kind of special thing, and which is not always so appreciated, because we are so attached to these bodies. And we truly believe that all the giving is in this level. But this invisible giving, this is the most powerful form of giving. This is the highest form of giving. Because what I give in that moment, when I, a spiritual being, am awake, I am naturally a giver. Because the experience is that I am full of all the virtues, all the powers. And I see others with equal vision. And this kind of vision is really, really uplifting. I am sure all of us, we have plenty of this kind of experiences when someone has seen me. Not this Ella, not this Finnish lady, but me, who is really inside this role, who is behind this mask. And that kind of vision is the best gift one can give. And what is amazing in this unlimited giving is that there is no limitations. This help reaches everyone and everywhere. So that's why there is this slogan, we have heard it many times, think globally and act locally. And what I mean by that in this context is that when our thinking is spiritual, that is reaching all the spiritual beings, the whole spiritual family of the givers. But of course, I am also acting locally. And it means this role called Ella. Ella is in Helsinki, and Ella is acting here. And Ella can give and help with words, with actions, sharing her skills and specialties. And that is happening in this level. But also, I can keep on giving, even though when Ella is sleeping. Because that is also a limitation. The body has to go to rest. Body cannot just go on for 24/7. But it is possible to practice so much that the giver becomes so strong that giver stays awake even during a sleep of the body. And that is the sign that, wow, now the work has really done deeply. And I'm not saying I am in that level, but I am interested to be in that level. I am very much interested of being the giver 24/7. And it really means that there needs to be the enthusiasm and interest to remind the self about it, to research it more deeply and practice it. And that's why I am today here with you, and hopefully you will ask me difficult questions. So let's see if I'm able to answer, and if not, it is very, very good for me, because then I might find something completely new from this area. So hopefully you are following my thoughts, and feel free to write questions at any moment. And now, question: what is blocking the giver? Because we are now speaking here, we are givers, we are spiritual beings, we are full of all the virtues and powers. It's like a sun. Sun is always shining. But when the cloud comes in front of the sun, we cannot see the light. So we need to remove the blockages. So what is the blockage which is blocking the giver? It's a taker. And I would like here to share my own experience, what it really means, what I mean by this giver and taker. As I mentioned, the giver is the sun. We are all shining light constantly. That's who we are. But then there is a taker. A taker is the ego. An ego has hijacked the beautiful, sparkling being of light. So this is something which is very helpful for me, and maybe it is helpful for someone else also, because somehow my brains are working in the way that I need to make things very clear to me before I am able to practice it, explore it more deeply. So that's why I have really like a black and white. I have written here, what are the signals when I know what is a giver, when the giver is awake, and when do I know that taker is awake? So basically, there is one soul, but soul can be in the consciousness of giver, or soul can be in the consciousness of a taker. So, my own experience is, this is like one of my best experiences when the giver has really been awakened. And it's a little bit funny, and I truly hope that I become more wise and more, my yoga becomes more powerful, that this kind of method is not needed. But anyway, I was going to Germany to give some talks and guided meditations, etc. But 1 week before the trip, I was in the accident. And the accident was with the sliding doors. Me and sliding doors. And I was walking too fast. The giver was not definitely awake, because then there is not so fast rushing. So I was walking and I was not really fully aware. I was just busy. And I was hitting the door, and it was a door made of glass. And I really didn't see it. And I was hitting my head really badly. And I was able to reach back to meditation center, but you know, it was like a huge bump in my eye. And then next morning, the eye was completely gone. I was not able to open my eye. And also so big, heavy headache. And I was thinking, what to do? I don't remember. It was maybe 1 week or even less when I needed to go to Germany. And what was funny, when I went to Germany and I went to the center, and I was supposed to meet people there and give a talk, and I was not able to plan anything. Normally I'm very much planning, I'm very much thinking, preparing myself, but I had such a horrible headache, and you know, my eye was completely black. I was thinking that, what to do? I cannot go in front of the people like this. Because people in Finland even, they asked me that, has my husband hit me? Because it really looked like that somebody has hit me. And I was trying to explain that, no, I was, you know, hitting the door. So it was really, really interesting situation and really ashamed. But then a realization was that, okay, not able to plan anything, too much headache. I just go there, sit there, and let's see what happens. And what was quite surprisingly amazing was that there was not at all that I and my consciousness. It was really like, you know, because ego was not able to take any credit about anything. And there was this kind of surrendering to the moment, surrendering to divine, that if you want me to be here, I'm available, but there is really not much I'm able to give. So, but that moment, taker went unconscious, and the giver was fully awakened. And it was so easy, it was so natural, and it was like experience, like being like a detached observer and listening what Ella is speaking. And it was something I would never have been able to even plan to speak. It was so beautiful. It was really like magical spiritual secrets which came through my mouth. And after the program, there were people who came and, oh, it was such a lovely talk, and you know, this and that. But what was interesting, there was no feeling of it was me. it was really like completely like, no, it was divine power, not me. So that's why, because I have had few this kind of very powerful experiences, what it really means when this giver is fully awake. And that's why I am in this spiritual journey, to explore more deeply, to practice more deeply. Because those moments are really like magical. And as it is written here, when the giver is awake, it's like soul who is aware of being a soul, who is using the body. And when there is this kind of detachment to the role, this role called Ella, then naturally one is able to experience the inner fullness. And every soul is full. So it's not just that some soul is full and others are empty, but all souls are full. And souls are also eternal. And that's why soul is always safe and secure. And how there is then this inner contentment, not because of what is happening around me, what somebody is saying to Ella, or what somebody is not saying, but there is just contentment in that awareness. And there is not even awareness of giving, because in that giving, there is no label of I help you, I give you something. It's fully this kind of instrument consciousness, just being full, connected to divine, the one who is always awake giver, and just overflowing, because those treasures, there's so many of those treasures within, the treasures of peace, love, happiness, and those are just overflowing. And all of us, we have this ability, each one. And also, all of us, we have the same challenge. And that's why it is so lovely to do this together. Because challenge is taker. We have created a habit of being in this taker consciousness. And because of this habit, the taker kicks in. Again and again and again. But no problem. Taker will lose this game. And how do I recognize the taker, the fake self, the ego? When there is the feeling of emptiness inside, I'm lacking peace, I'm lacking love, I'm missing this and that. And then there is always also insecurity, because my happiness is based on something external. My peace is based on temporary things. All those treasures which are inside me already. In this taker consciousness, I am not able to grasp those treasures. And that's why I am trying to find those from people, from my achievements, even from giving. But it just shows that how deep within us is the understanding that we are givers. But now the real giver needs to be awakened. Because this taker can pretend to be a giver. I give you regard, but I expect that you give me back regard. And I give until I also get some regard. But if you stop giving me regard, I stop it also. And I can even become angry to you because you are not anymore giving me. So that is fake giving. It's not real. It's not unconditional. It's coming with the label, I give you if. There is the expectations, there is desires, because the foundation for these is emptiness. I want peace, I want love, I want acceptance, I want this and that. So it's really like taker. One can even say the baker. And this is what ego is all about. And but luckily, we are now able to wake up the giver and stop all the excuses. Because what taker says, I am too busy, I cannot give, I don't have time. But when there is this clarity that yes, there is the real me, the giver, and then there is the fake me, the taker, I just need to pay attention to a giver. Make giver stronger. And stronger the giver becomes. And then there is these moments when I get return of my spiritual efforts, when the giver is fully awake. And those moments are magical. And I know you have had those moments. And now we are just refining these things that we get these experiences more and more and more. Because now it is time really to awaken the giver within. So let's keep the giver awake. Thank you. So it would be really, really nice to hear your thoughts, your questions. And here is Sally. Hi, Ella. Great talk this afternoon. Can I ask, what if someone is not a giver or a taker? They just don't give. Hope that makes sense. So in turn, some way, they are a taker. Because there is no give and take generally. Thanks. Not sure exactly, sorry Sally, what do you mean that if someone is not a giver or taker, they just don't give? Maybe.
Maybe she means that if someone's, correct me if I'm wrong, Sally, but the way I'm reading that is someone's not a taker particularly, but they're just giving is not really in their mindset. They're just not concerned about giving. They're just getting on with life and never think about giving.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mark. Oh. Yes, that's true. That if someone has not thinking about giving, but not really even taking, but in a deep way, if we check, because somehow we are not able to see this, what others are, because Sometimes things might look different externally, what they are internally. So that's why what we can only check and see is that, what about here? Is it the giver or a taker who is in charge? And when there is this kind of energy of giving, then there is like mind is full of good wishes for everyone. Then no matter what is happening outside the world, there is like positive attitude towards everyone and everything. So in that way, there is giving. Whether there is, how much there is giving in externally, but there is this kind of attitude of seeing everything with positive eyes. And the taker is seeing everything with negative eyes. Why this happened? Why did he say it like this? Why, and how, and when? So that is like the attitude of a taker. So if I check this, it can also, of course, it is like mixed. But that's why I wanted to make it very clear that we can turn within and check what is the quality of my thinking? What is the quality of my feelings? Hopefully this makes sense. Is not what you describe with your sister just plain guilt? We are taught to look after ourselves so that we can then give to others. Very good point, Jillian, and hopefully I am pronouncing your beautiful names correctly. So yes, definitely. So externally, there is limits what we can do. We have to take care of the limitations of the body. Somebody might have, some sickness, so I have to take care of that. And there is then limitations how much I can give in physical way. But there is no limitations what I can give with my thinking, my feelings, because that is unlimited and that is like reaching everyone. So very true. Thank you for the comment. And then Diana says, thank you so much for such a lovely, inspiring talk. Somehow, I don't know when, even though I'm not seeing you, but I feel inspired of your company. So thank you. And Audrey says, thank you, Sister Ella. Very clear and interesting talk. Om Shanti. And Sally says, okay, great, thanks, totally makes sense now and helped me clear emotions. Blessings to you. Oh, Sally, beautiful form of giving what you are sharing. And Jillian says, thank you very much. And yes, that is how to pronounce my name. Thank you. So let's have a moment of practice. So now we have been speaking about the giver, but now it is time to check. Is the giver awake? Who is that giver? That giver is a spiritual being, tiny, tiny point of light. And all of us, we are givers. We belong to this beautiful spiritual family. We have bodies, physical bodies, but we are not our roles and our bodies. Those belong to physical dimension, and we are originally from spiritual dimension. And this dimension is full of light. And full of all these beautiful, sparkling beings of light. And in this dimension, there is also the divine, supreme giver. The one soul who is always awake. This one soul is never hijacked by the taker. And that's why it is very good to have a relationship with this divine. Because that is the best company ever. So we are the family of givers. We are full. We are content. Nothing is lacking. This is the natural awareness of all of us. And in 1 second, it is possible to grasp this beautiful awareness. It is very, very easy and simple. And when it is time to visit in physical dimension and visit in the body, and play a role, let's pay attention that this beautiful sparkling point of light is staying awake, is in the form of the giver. And seeing others as givers, seeing the truth, behind those masks and roles. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Well, thank you so much, Ella, for taking us through that very beautiful meditation. I can imagine if you do any commentaries, they will be very popular because you've got a very conducive and soothing tone to your voice. Thank you. So I'm sure everyone enjoyed a lot the meditation at the end, and also that lovely and very well thought out presentation on the giver within. So I think the fact that we had some questions and the depth of those questions revealed that people took a lot and really thought about what you were saying. And I especially loved your angle from the very beginning that everyone is a giver by nature, but that the cloud has to sometimes be removed in order to experience the giver. Mm. So really lovely way you framed this whole subject. So I think everyone's going to be going out and giving from their heart with smiles and happiness and anything that comes in the way. I'm sure you'll get past that, or just shrug it off, or use one or another method, some of which Ella has mentioned, in order to free the self from any influences that come. Because they will. Of that, I can assure you. But it's not about getting stuck with them. And really, I can totally echo what Ella has said about the giver within. That if you're feeling a bit overcast, or some negative feelings come on you, over you, or there's been some event, that becomes your mindset at that time. But you just kind of click into giving consciousness, and it's almost like that, the change happens. So thank you very much for coming all the way from Helsinki on the cyber train and plane to be with us this afternoon, Ella. So nice. And there's been a number of other comments being said. Wonderful talk. Grateful thanks. I'm Shanti from Carol. Some people like to be a problem. Yes, that is true. Some people. That's probably another talk.
We have a free will.
We have free will, definitely. From Paula, thank you so much for such an inspirational talk. Really appreciate it. Stay safe. Jennifer says, Om Shanti Ella, lots to think about. Oh, thank you. Caroline, really appreciated your session. It's so helpful. And Gillian, Om Shanti, thank you so much, Ella and Mark. Yeah, I got a bit as well. Thank you. And from Sarah, my dog just snored so loudly. I think because your voice radiates purity. I can echo that, it does. Thank you, beautiful talk. And from Sally, so funny, must be about the other talk comment. Love that Sarah, sweet dreams to your dog. It's another lovely thing about the chat, that you can interact with each other there as well. So, yeah, the talk has been recorded, and I'll just put up some contact details from that in there now. Contact details if you need us. There's the website, and by late this afternoon, the talk will be there. We've got a bit of a problem with the site, so you have to download it to listen to it. It's not playing on the site anymore. That's an issue we have to get fixed. Just a couple of announcements. Next week we have got a talk called Overcoming Insecurity. So in order to be completely the giver from within, and if there's any insecurity or misgivings, then next week's topic is the one from you. And we're beaming in Antonella, or Antonella, I don't know if you pronounce L's in Italian, Antonella Ferrari. Yeah. It's a pretty cool name, isn't it, Ferrari? So she'll be with us next week. And we've got go on the website to see all of the events. We've got Learn to Meditate has been reformatted as guided meditation commentaries. Guided meditation experiences. So Wednesday evening and Thursday morning, and everything else is there on the site. So thank you everyone for coming along and joining us. Thank you once again, Ella. It's so nice to share this afternoon with you. So it feels like Helsinki has arrived in Worthing.
And thank you so much, Mark and Jasmine. I truly appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
By popular demand, we will be sending you another invitation for sharing on another topic, because it'd be lovely to have you back.
I would lovely. I would really much love to come back.
It's all fixed, everyone. We just have to arrange the date.
Okay.
Grand. Okay, thank you so much. So, actually, one thing I often like to do, if anyone would like to put their cameras on, you go to gallery view and you can see everyone. And anyone who wants to, just put your camera on and give Ella a wave from wherever you are. Oh, there's Gillian.
Oh, lovely to see you. Hi.
And
Never know, maybe we meet face to face live at some moment.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Never know.
Never know.
Welcome to Finland.
Yes, thank you. So we've got a wonderful invitation. I've never been to Finland, so we will go to Helsinki. No worries, Sally. Thanks for the thought. Okay, Om Shanti. Thank you, Ella.
Om Shanti. Bye.
Om Shanti. Bye-bye.